Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former U.S. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings is on the line with us, also President and CEO of Texas 2036. Secretary Spellings, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Glad to be here.
Well, just such an important time in our country for education, for sure. When you put yourself in the place of educators and then people just above those educators, like in the political system, that are, you know, making determinations on whether or not we should have in-person school and those important things that, you know, border on health and safety and education. And at the same time, I mean, when you put yourself in that position, you know, what do you think these people are going through right now?
High anxiety. And sadly, there are no risk-free answers in this equation. And I think the name of the game here has to be options for teachers and for families and for school districts, given those unique health and educational needs, plus adaptability. We're calling audibles, you know, left and right in this environment. And that's just the new normal.
It's got to be adaptability probably at all levels as well. Let's talk first off about adaptability for educators. What do you think we learned from the spring? What do you hope that they're able to take to the fall here?
Well, what we've learned in the spring is how essential our schools and our educators are to the functioning of American families and American life, period. We know that our teachers, for the most part, will, you know, bend over backwards and do everything they can to keep their students on track and to keep their students safe, along with themselves, of course. We've learned that while we quickly converted to online, we knew we had to do better. And smart school administrators spent this summer working on that, working on more broadband ubiquity and devices more broadly, but also the curriculum and teacher professional development that's required to make it really a, you know, a valuable offering.
What do you think parents learned? And what do you, as an educator, from that education perspective, what do you hope they're adapting to?
Well, parents have learned a lot, and a lot of it has been really useful and important. And that is, I think they now have a fuller picture of how their students are doing. I mean, can their little precious child read on grade level or not? Are they struggling with math? They've learned to respect our educators, and I think they know about where their child is in terms of their own educational progress, other than just opening a backpack and getting a report card that says B or C or A or whatever. So that's been useful. I think parents have learned that being teachers, as they've had to do, that being a teacher is a hard job, but they've also learned that it's vital to their children's progress to be with other students, to be with other adults, and to get kids back in school as soon as possible, accommodating health and educational needs. Well, it is not impossible for us to catch up if we, or have our students catch up if we intervene as quickly as possible. We know what to do to get kids back on track, and we need to, you know, move with haste in doing that. One of the things that I think is getting short shrift in this discussion about health and safety, which is obviously hugely important, is these educational issues. I mean, we know that if our kids are not on track, they will potentially suffer lifetime income loss and very traumatic issues. But if we address them quickly, we can get them back on course. Again, no risk-free scenarios, but having our kids home not productively engaged in learning has huge downsides as well. And that is why the National Academies, the American Society of Pediatricians, and so forth, very notable groups have said, get our kids back quote unquote, in school, hybrid, online, or, you know, preferably in person with their peers and other adults.
There does seem to be a consensus that in person is better. But at the same time, I wouldn't think that anybody, including the districts, want to step up and say, yes, if somebody gets really sick or dies from COVID, we'll take that responsibility on ourselves. So what's the happy medium here? What has to happen?
And that's why options are important for educators and for families. You know, no one, I mean, I don't think families should have to be forced into a particular environment if they're, you know, living at home with a grandparent that has cancer or underlying conditions, or, you know, on and on and on, a million different scenarios. And so these are decisions that parents and educators are going to make together. We ought to have options. I think most school districts are doing that. But, you know, there is great risk of kids not being on track educationally as well. And so those are, all of those factors are going to have to be taken into consideration when families and educators make these decisions. It is very complex, but vital to the functioning of our society to get these kids back learning. When I think about Katrina, you know, it was a large-scale dislocation of students and educators from their schools. That's similar to this. I mean, students are being dislocated from their schools into their homes and online. And so that is going to make for some gaps, clearly. There's a lot of uncertainty. There are questions around resources and funding. And there are questions around how long it will take for us to be, you know, normal again, back with our peers. Yeah, there are definitely some similarities. We got through those things, and we will get through this, and we'll learn a lot. And it's going to take patience and real understanding around risk and reward as we navigate these really treacherous waters.
Do you think there's enough guidance coming from the federal level?
Well, I mean, the Trump administration, Secretary DeVos, has urged schools to open and kids to be in school, you know, in person 5 days a week. That has been their, you know, primary talking point. Now, I think, frankly, educators and families are not looking to Washington. They're looking to their local communities. They're looking to governors. They're looking to county judges and health officials and their own superintendents and their own teachers. Again, we know that the situation is so widely varied around our country, from, you know, rural Montana to urban Dallas and everything in between. And when I say options and adaptability, really, this is going to come down to a personal decision for educators and families. And I like the way Commissioner Morath has said, look, we want you to have some options. We want you to stick with that, what you've decided for a grading period, 6 or 9 weeks. If you want to opt out, that's okay too. Give us some notice. But these are very personal decisions that parents need to balance the educational needs and risks for their kids, along with the health considerations as well. They're difficult and they're unique.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.